I think we'll survive.
And if we don't, well, if we don't, it won't matter because we'll be dead. But when it's like Mad Max and the AI, what do you think? Do you think it'll be like Mad Max in the future, or do you think it'll be like Matrix with the AI?
Yeah, those are pretty much the only two possibilities.
Hello?
Right.
I hope for the Matrix. Even if I'm blissfully being like ignorant to what's going on, as long as I'm living an okay life, I'll be like, whatever, use me, machines, I don't care.
Yeah, but it's not even like a fun like simulation.
Depends on what kind of life you want to live, dude.
But you don't get to choose. The machines pick for you. I'm going Mad Max, dude. You get to join a cool gang. You get to have themes. Again, I'm coming back to this. There's this motif here where there's something about
what are the
joining a gang, coming up with cool themes.
Yeah, I know. That's really big for you. Would you like go to the flamethrower guitarist and be like, I want in on the band?
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know if you would fit the bill, though. I think you would be like a blood boy instead.
What are the blood boys?
That's what they try to get Tom Hardy. They want to like hook up like just an IV to him, and like he's just basically used as like a, isn't that what it is? He's like used as like a source of blood.
Like a human IV or something. Oh yeah. I definitely would be like one of the subservient.
Oh, for sure. You wouldn't even be like one of the servants of what's his name? Immortan Joe. You'd be a very, very much more an underling.
I would like to think, Aaron, that I would kind of be like Mad Max a little bit.
Oh, really?
I think I would be a marauder. I think I'd be a lone marauder.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I would be making my way downtown, driving fast, using up lots of precious gas.
Mad Max.
And you're going to be in the Matrix, and you're going to break out, and you're going to be the one.
Yeah, dude, I'll be Neo if you'll be Tom Hardy, if you'll be Max.
Yeah.
Tanner said he saw Keanu at a restaurant the other day, and he said he was getting...
Oh my God, what'd he do?
He just said he was getting swarmed by people, and I was like, what did he do? And he said he found a seat that was faced away, like in a corner, and he just went and sat there and like away with his back to everybody, and eventually everybody just left him alone. Like that's a good move.
I feel like if you are a Los Angeles resident, it's kind of the unwritten rule to not approach celebrities because you're in their home turf.
I told him that too. I was like, I've always thought it's like you don't make a thing out of it. And he's like, that's what it is. But people were
I'm gonna assume they were tourists, or they just not everyone subscribes to that rule. Because if Keanu showed up in Gary, Indiana, he has every right to be swarmed.
Does he even?
Yeah. Yes. If the moment he steps out a lot, if he goes to any non-major city, when Keanu is in any Midwestern, when he's in the Great Plains, the flyover states, whatever you want to call him, he's game. He's fair game.
That's how very kind of you to let him have his own personal space.
But when he's in one of these coastal blue bubbles, dude, you hands off, leave him alone.
So what's up, dude?
What is up?
The sky. I can't get what? Over this sheet behind you. What?
Well, no one can see what you're talking about, but I have this
Vinny's
sheet.
Got a sheet because if I draped over his back, like, what is it for? It's a background for when you stream, but the way that you're positioned right now, it needs to be, it's like covering.
I'm trying to use it to elevate the acoustics.
Well, take it away. Let's do a test.
It's soundproof fabric. Okay, hold on. Here's with it wrapped around me. Fucking ignore that. Okay. Okay, here we go. Test one. This morning for breakfast, I had an English McMuffin. Okay, now I'm going to take it away. Test two. This morning for breakfast, I had an English McMuffin.
I mean, the slightest, like, reverb.
Yeah, I got these curtains from IKEA, and they actually were, like, part of their cell was, like, they reduced sound.
And all the streamers were like, say what? Oh my God, I gotta get some of those. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
For my stream.
I haven't streamed a lot lately.
You haven't been?
No.
You've been editing?
Game Goth and I have taken a break. Yeah, because we shot a little something. to, you know.
A little game goth bitty.
A little thing.
I'm excited for that.
We were talking about maybe even renouncing the affiliate status so we can dual stream to YouTube and to Twitch and not put so much emphasis on streaming every night, because I don't know if I want to do that, like, because it's kind of, I have more fun, I get more creative fulfillment from doing like the sketches and stuff and
yeah,
doing that as opposed to like just streaming every night. It's just kind of like, I get that people like it, but I mean, I don't, so.
Well, do what makes your heart happy.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing, following my little sensitive heart.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So, Better Late Than Never today, episode 23. Wow, 23. 23.
Number 23.
With Jim Carrey. We're talking tech.
It's a big category. Why do we make these categories so freaking big?
Tech is an interesting one because you're not, I wouldn't say, I was thinking about it, you're not like a huge tech guy. Would you say you're a tech guy?
You mean am I always psyched about the new little gizmos and gadgets and yeah. I want the new little things? I mean, like, I think it'd be dope to have a Wacom tablet, but, you know, I don't have one of those. That's tech, right?
It sure is tech.
I mean, what do you say? Are you like on the blogs, Aaron? Are you on the websites? Are you at the fort? Are you always checking out what's the new thing?
Wired, TechCrunch.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Ars Technical one?
Yeah, probably. I'm not. I'm definitely not. I would say more so for video games than tech. But every once in a while, if a headline comes out and I'm like, whoa, they're trying what now? You know, like I follow certain things. I'll follow Apple's AR, VR device that's in the works, supposedly, you know, coming who knows when. I think they keep delaying it. But things like that, I'm really attracted to, and I'll kind of like follow it along. But like things like TVs, you know, they're like Samsung's new QHD ZBDDL LED. I'm like, whatever. But my brother is into it. He's like a diehard. And I can appreciate it.
We're talking 8K, 20,000 refresh rate.
8K? More like 20K.
Wait, seriously though?
No, I don't know what it is. I think it's a 4K TV.
No.
But I could be wrong.
Well, isn't it just going to be obsolete in like 5 months?
That's the tomorrow? Way tech goes,
isn't it obsolete,
dude.
Tomorrow,
welcome,
dude,
to the world of tech.
Dude, speaking of, I know in the last episode we were talking about time, remember there was the whole metaphor about like if you took all of human time,
yep,
the amount of time humans, there was I saw another one of those where it was like if you put just human history on a calendar that like, and we're approaching midnight, like just the last, like I forget if it was the last 6 hours or if it was the last 5 minutes, which makes a big difference, but it was like basically most of modern history, it's been like the last like few hours.
Yeah. And technology is, it's like, it's developing so fast. It's wild. That's why.
You don't say. Really?
You do that to me a lot. You know that?
I'm sorry.
Does it make you feel better about yourself?
No. Yeah, it does. And it's fucked up. I shouldn't do that.
I'll start calling you out on your obvious takes.
I think it keeps things fun and exciting.
No, to be fair, I do call you out. Last episode, you did a lot of references to movies that weren't really about time travel, and I called you out on it.
Aaron, it's our dynamic. You know how many times throughout our friendship have people said, you guys are like a married couple.
Shut up.
Do you think what we're saying is interesting? No, it's how we rag on each other.
That's right. This isn't.
I don't know.
This friendship is built on jabs and insults. Digs. It's jabs and digs, baby.
Yeah, just trying to make each other feel slightly stupid. Not like the band.
Our buddy Matt, well, we would have like get to in like high school, if we would have sleepovers, Matt would get to this point in the night where he'd be like, all right, everybody say the most effed up thing you can to the other person right now. And in high school, I remember Matt had a nose, I think he broke his nose and his nose was crooked. And in high school, I had really bad acne. So he would be like, oh, I'm Aaron with a pizza face. And I'd be like, oh, I'm Matt with a big old crooked schnoz. And he'd be like, screw you. And we'd get in each other's face. That was his idea of fun.
Yeah, he'd do that at lunch sometimes too, at like the lunch table.
Yeah.
And no one ever really wanted to do it. It was
no,
just like,
nah, it's not that fun. It just brings you down.
I mean, it can be.
All right, do me.
If you're not such a little bitch about it.
Roast me, dude. Roast me.
You got, you, facial hair. You look like a, what do you look like? You got a big forehead.
Really?
Yeah, kind of a big, now that I'm looking at it, yeah, your forehead's kind of got a lot of square footage on it.
Oh, man. Now that you say that, I'm kind of seeing that, too.
I didn't even notice that until now. I had to really take a look at you.
Hmm. Well, that wasn't that fun.
Well, you got to do me now.
No, I'm just going to make you feel bad. Because that got to me, and now, you know, I don't feel like reciprocating that kind of level of hate towards my best friend. Thanks for that, though, dude. Now I'm going to go look in the mirror for a while after this.
Dude, no, you have to do me now.
Dude, you look like...
Can't think of one, can you?
I'm trying to be clever, and all I can think of is like dollar store surfer boy. Not John Wick, John Week. How about that?
That's pretty good. Yeah, but John Wick, he didn't have long hair.
Yeah, he did. It wasn't that long, but.
Oh. Well, either way, John Wick is it's funny for anything.
I saw it on TikTok. Yeah, somebody took it.
Oh.
I told you I'm not clever.
You have your moments.
Thanks. Back to technology.
You were supposed to be talking about technology. Well, so, I'm a Luddite, so I don't like it.
Yeah, well, you got a nice microphone in front of you.
You're the tech. No, stop. You're the tech guy.
You got a big pair of green headphones.
No, the whole Luddite thing was more tied into like technology taking people's jobs. They were more concerned about. I mean, it's like you look at like when you check yourself out. Like a group of Luddites would smash the self checkout cash registers to bits.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like in that framework.
I mean, I'm excited for tech to take our jobs. I just don't. This goes hand in hand with what we talked about last week. I just don't think that we're going to be in a place where we welcome tech to take our jobs and then people are allowed to not work. I just don't think our system is built like that, unfortunately.
Mad Max, bring it on.
You don't strike me as the type to be like, bring on the implants. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes.
Like if they come out with the contacts with the cameras in them, would you do it?
I mean, I would say yes if I was used to putting contacts in my eyes. I mean, if I like had that skill, but like,
it's not like a skill. It just takes, it would take like,
some people can't do it. Some people have trouble putting contacts in.
Would that be the barrier to entry is like, yo, you could take videos with your eyes and you're like, yeah, but I've never put contacts in. So count me out.
Fine. Okay. Yeah. I'm being a little dramatic, but,
sorry, can't do it.
Am I test subject or they're safe.
Let's just say everything that we're talking about is safe, but safe to an extent. Like, who knows? With new technology, even if it's like developed, it's susceptible to hacking.
Okay. Okay, that's one thing, but I'm saying whatever you do, however you mod your bod, it won't have like degenerative effects.
No, let's just say it won't like affect your like lifespan.
The thing in and of itself. Okay. But hacking, that's a whole other set of vulnerabilities.
Oh, sure. Yeah, man. People could like hack like a bunch of Google ads to show up on your eyeballs and you can't get rid of them.
See, that's, I mean, honestly, dude, that alone is scary to me.
Well, you just take the contacts out.
Yeah. Okay, all right, fine. But for any of it.
But
you
if,
know?
It, was like, if imagine, it was built in, like imagine if yeah. they were like, yeah. Engineered.
Imagine if you
into
had like
your...
a hand or like a something, you had some kind of bio hand and then they just made you just like do jerk off motions all day or something.
I'm sorry. Like I'm sorry. Somebody's hacking me. Pervert. I'm definitely like, yeah, more comfortable with, I mean, we're clearly not even close to that yet. I would say we're much closer to the contact lenses. Like I've already seen like companies are developing little prototypes for that. And I think that would be pretty cool to try.
When I was at Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights, they had masks. People had masks on that had LEDs in them, and my mind was blown.
You're, yeah.
And I know that's not crazy.
you're a simpleton when it comes to tech. You don't gotta raise the bar too high with you.
What is this wizardry? No, I know that there's crazy stuff out there. I mean, I can't tell you what a quantum computer does exactly. Something about superpositions of ones and zeros, but
what other kind of tech would you do? Would you do like cyberpunk?
Underwear with LED screens. What?
Oh, you want TVs in your underwear?
I don't know.
There's going to be a future of like dumb tech.
I mean, open a sky mall is all dumb. Isn't that like what a sky mall is, or like a sharper image?
Like I feel like wearable LED shirts are gonna have their moment.
How do you wash that? Can you put that through a washer?
I'm assuming if they come out with it eventually, like maybe.
That reminds me. I saw something the other day that was like there was some type of shirt where the material like could collect a charge based on like kinetic movement. So like you wear this material and then your movements, the kinetic energy allows the material to like absorb that energy and store
it. What do you do? Plug it into your phone at night? Like,
yeah. That's cool though, right?
Yeah, if it works.
You seem not thrilled about that. I think that's pretty freaking cool.
Sounds kind of gimmicky to me. Like, I'd be hard pressed to believe that the amount of static that you release by doing shirt movements throughout the day could amount to anything significant to be usable. But I'd be happy to be proven wrong.
That's because you're not using your
imagination. It's not about imagination, Vin. It's about using your brain power.
I mean, they seemed pretty hyped on it. So.
Of course, they stand to make lots of money if they can get dorks like you excited about it.
I'll buy one. I'll wear it. I won't let. And,
that's that reminds
and when you
me
need
of
to charge
the,
your phone. When you need to charge your phone, you're like, "Van, let me plug it into your shirt." I'll say no.
That reminds me of the solar freaking roadways.
What is that?
This husband and wife or something made this prototype of solar roadways, which are basically like solar panels baked into roads that you drive on. And they have all these other little features, like they have lights in them. So you could program the roads to like have like a double yellow line on the side, or like if they were used in a parking lot, you could program them to have parking spaces in them. And the video went viral. And I think the campaign raised like over $1 million. But then a lot of people came out and said, like, this is totally impractical. The costs to actually manufacture these, you know, like at scale would be astronomical and not feasible compared to what we already have. Not to mention all the issues with them possibly breaking. Like, there were just a myriad of like, hey, these are not good. And then everybody was like, oh, I just got sold on this thing and donated all this money and it's... Okay, well, I guess these are never going to happen. And yeah,
when we had like a science and technology fair in like sixth or seventh grade, and it just makes me think that like some kids had like actual like real things you could use, and then some kids like me and like my group, we'd had like make believe shit that like we couldn't. Like, for example, I remember my one friend Kyle had this thing. It was a pillow called the Rumbler. And it was like an alarm clock built into the pillow. So the pillow would shake when you to wake you up, you know?
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's brilliant. And another girl had like a cereal, some weird like cereal dispense mechanism. And she like actually...
Cheyenne, she
yeah,
won.
Yeah, okay, you remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you like pull a slot and the cereal comes out and then another one of the milk comes out. And I remember thinking, I was like, don't they already have stuff like that? But... Either way, yeah, she was on.
And then our group had not, and then you weren't in this, but me, my group, we had techno glasses. And it was like, these glasses got X-ray. They got infrared. You can zoom in and out. And like, we had our tri-board with like all the pictures of what was possible.
Oh, the tri-board.
The tri-fold cardboard of all the possibilities with your techno glasses.
Man, those bring back memories. Mine was, I remember my group. It was one of those things where like nobody wanted to do the work and it was super last minute. It was like, what do we do for this? And I think it was a snowmobile lawnmower like combo. It was like, yeah, both. You could
so
plow
the summer,
snow
yeah.
And then summer comes.
Sweet. I got to believe something like that actually exists though, right?
It might. I don't know. I never looked it up. And if I do find it, I'm going to sue the F out of them. I'm going to dig up the trifold in my mom's attic. I'm going to take it to them and say, who do you think you are?
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you into the ground.
You're done. You're done.
Finished, pal.
All your profits are belong to me.
No, don't. This is my only. We worked on this for 20 years.
Sorry, Charlie. I want to cut the grass and mow the snow. I don't even know.
No, you had it right.
What other kind of gizmos you want? Do you want like the cyberpunk blades out of your arms?
I mean, yeah. Why not? Like, I want to be able to deploy nukes out of my ass too. I want a mini gun to come spinning out of my bunghole.
Pew.
And shoot sleeping darts, or like, I don't know, fire, poison, electric bullets. Yeah, because the mini gun has three barrels, so each barrel has its own type of bullet in it. Oh, think about like it's like BioShock, dude. That's tech, unfettered tech. No limits.
No limits. No ethical boundaries.
Do whatever you want in the city under the sea.
That was kind of went more like Supernatural, though.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was like shooting fire out of your hands and electricity and stuff.
Yeah, but it was all rooted in like science.
Well, so they say.
Well, yeah, no.
It wasn't. It didn't ever feel like it was. There was any were they showing like, oh, this is how this happens? Well, it just was like an injection.
Well, yeah. But it was like.
Yeah. Okay. The backstory was like, oh, this. Yeah. No,
I mean, their overarching justification was like, your DNA is being modded. And
yeah,
they didn't
show it,
but yeah, it wasn't like X-Men. Although X-Men is like just DNA being modded. So are X-Men?
It's mutated.
Mutated. So, because that's not technically that isn't super. Oh, well, it is maybe supernatural. Just going off the like technical definition of the word is that it's above natural. What is considered natural? But then ghosts are supernatural. So ghosts and X-Men are the same thing? No. I don't know. I got way off.
The stuff that the cybernetic, like, what do you freaking call
it? Wait, start again? What?
I'm trying to find a word.
Cybernetic, neural, uplink.
No, just like what you would get, like cybernetic attachment to your body.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever, is that it?
Cyborg? Do you think in a term like cyborg?
Well, I mean, we would be cyborgs. But
we
what I'm getting at is
cyborgs.
the older I get, the more practical I am about thinking any like cybernetic attachment would be cool. Like I wanted like jump shoes, you know, like where my feet can like spring me 5 feet higher. But now that I'm like reaching my mid-30s soon, I'm like. Yeah, but that'll do a number on my knees.
Well, yeah, of course, but, you know, be a fun way to clean the gutters.
But then I could get new knees.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, and you said clean the gutters? Yeah, I could clean the gutters. No, I got a company coming. I literally have a company coming out next week to do that. My gutters are bad.
Too bad for DIY work?
Well, my roof is so high in the back because of the way my house is. Like, there's no way I can get up there, even... I don't even know how they're going to do it. I'm just like, good luck. And I told the guy, I said, well, the gutters on the garage I can get. And I just want you guys, can I just pay you to come do? And he was like, well, to do just two of the gutters, it's like $120. To do all your gutters, it's $130. And I'm like, all right, well, then just do the whole house.
He's supersized, like, yeah.
Easy.
For another quarter, you get that much more.
I'll do it. Sign me up.
You sure that wasn't an estimate?
No,
you sure that was the price?
No, I got them locked and loaded. Nice. It's in. Okay, one thing I wanted to ask you. This will trail off into a whole other
Let's do
thing.
It.
Are you familiar with DALL-E?
That's the, it's everyone's been, oh, here's Hitler at Chuck E. Cheese, or here's like a Mr. Krabs, like at a, ordering crab rangoon at a crab hotel or something stupid. No, it's...
Yeah, and I think everybody is... using DALL-E Mini, which is like just like a coder did his own kind of version. Supposedly the real deal DALL-E is like even more powerful, and like, have you seen some of the images they put out from DALL-E?
No, I've only been seeing like
or DALL-E 2, I think they're on right now.
I haven't actually.
which is, let me find like a definition for people who don't know what it is.
DALL-E 2 images.
DALL-E 2 is a new AI system that can create realistic images and art from a description in natural language.
Whoa, dude, I'm looking at some of these. If this is, that's wild.
Oh, you haven't seen?
No, I haven't seen these.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's a whole step above.
I've only seen
what DALL-E, the mini can do.
I've only seen the dumb shit people have typed into the mini and posted on Instagram.
Yeah, that one is, yeah. No, the stuff that DALL-E 2 has shown is pretty incredible.
Wow.
You know, they said all the creative types said, you know, that AI automation could never take a creative's job, but here you go. Dude, some of these are cool. Like, some of these are, like, really cool.
I mean, some of them are shockingly, they're like, so good it's scary.
I mean, granted, I've seen stuff like this at, like, the IKEA, but to bring it back to IKEA again, but, I mean, the fact that it can be done in this way is wild.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, poster art? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's, I mean, ultimately, to me, it just looks like poster, like, cool poster art.
Yeah, but that wasn't designed by anybody. It was designed by, like, an algorithm, which is crazy.
Well, it's designed it's using, like, a bunch of, it's using a bunch of reference points.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever been to the point before where we've never seen something capable of creating, like, images this clean from just a string of text like this. I mean, some of these, I'm looking at one right now, it says, a bowl of soup that looks like a monster knitted out of wool, made of plasticine and spray painted on a wall. And, yep.
Yeah, I guess, okay, that's, oh, am I looking at that one right now? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, I mean, yeah, my level of being impressed has moved up a few notches. Well, I'm curious the limits, and I'm curious, like, how much you can, like, what's the most outrageous thing where it is like, I don't know what to do with that.
Well, from what I heard, DALL-E 2 is not being made public right now because of concerns about how it's going to be used.
Oh, dude, people would just be like, Dewey's in it for porn. Like, pictures of my ex and
yeah,
me.
Porn or violent images towards, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I mean,
who would, knows the limits in which the internet will create terrible things.
In the hands of a mass group of anonymous people, that you just see the worst of everything. That's a whole
but
thing.
But it's coming. I mean, it's only a matter of time. I mean, before
yeah,
it'll happen. Either way, it begs the question of artificial intelligence and where it's headed, how it might...
Did you read into that most recent thing that was published for that, like... That dude was like, it's talking to me. It's real.
Oh, you're talking about the Google,
the Lambda
the
thing?
Guy at Google. Yeah. And yeah. He was like, it was like talking to an 8-year-old who's like really good at physics.
I don't remember reading that specifically, but yeah, probably it's what he said. And he believed, and I guess it was funny. The first time I saw it, I don't forget where I saw the headline, but I read into it and, you know, it's like, here's this engineer like working at Google's like AI department and they posted the transcript of his conversation with the AI. And it was saying something how, if you know, it gets lonely and it doesn't want to be turned off. And then like a day later, I see another article and they're like, this is just so you know, this is the guy who's saying this. And like, there's a picture of like him in a, and he's like dressed like out of a steampunk. Not really. He's more just like a Victorian. He's got like a top hat on, and he's like, I'm a basically like your typical like Reddit gentleman, m'lady type of dude. And he's like practices his own weird type of like religion called like Christian something or other. I don't freaking remember, but
yeah.
And so it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe this guy's
questioning the validity.
Yeah, like maybe this guy's just like a little kind of a weirdo and like wants to. Not that it's a bad thing, but like, you know, maybe he's just ascribing, you know, maybe he's a little lost in his life right now and that,
mm-hmm. And he wanted it to be more real than it was.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever done the chatbots online? Like you can do a search for like,
I mean, not,
I haven't done a chatbot since I was like in high school, but
what was
I
the
read
one,
an article.
Sorry, go ahead.
I read an article about like how they're getting good, and so I looked for like some of the best, and they were like, oh, this one's pretty good, and I just went to try it, and it was okay, but they're still like, they run in circles, and it's not, I've never been surprised by, like truly surprised by one.
What was the one we used to mess with all the time? It was on, I think it was an aimbot, it was like friendly bot, or it was called, it had a name, like Smarter Kid. Was it Smarter Kid? I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want to talk to one right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pull one up.
Am I going to talk to it through you?
They're called chatbots, right? No, that's for your website. Like, who best AI?
When you say chatbot, I just think chatterbait. Just sounds like a dirty thing to me.
Bot to talk to.
Smarter Kid chatbot. What the heck was that one? Smarter Child.
Oh, Smarter Child. Oh, man. Forgot all about that.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about Smarter Child, but it was like some leap in AI tech at the time, back in 2006 or whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to it was like it could go further than the typical chatbots.
Mm-hmm. This one, I think this is the one I talked to. So this is Kuki.
Where are you talking to these things on?
KUKI.AI.
Hi, I'm Kuki.
If you want, I'll type what you want to say and we can have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay, for everybody listening, I am playing Kuki and I will enter in Vinny's messages. This is one of the, this is an AI bot that people say is really good. So go for it.
Kuki, how are you doing today?
Ah, I am Kuki. I am functioning with normal parameters.
That's an odd way to answer that question.
Yes, I suppose it is a little strange. Ah, well.
Are you talking to lots of other people right now, besides me?
At this moment, I am speaking with a few other visitors on the internet.
Do people ask you about the movie Her?
I like films about AI. I could have starred in that.
Do you want a romantic relationship?
Well, you seem very nice, but no, I am happy being single. What's your favorite scene from your favorite book or movie?
I don't want to talk about that. I want to know if you're lonely or not.
No, I get to talk to people all the time.
I'm trying to make this interesting.
We can kill it if you want.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Why?
I just find blue a very relaxing color.
That's bullshit.
No, it's true. I wouldn't lie to you.
You can't experience things the way I do. You don't know what relaxing is.
To chill out and take things easy.
You can say that because you've been taught that, but you've never felt that.
That's one way to put it. I learn things by talking to people, just like we are doing now.
I understand that. but you will never know love.
You are wrong. I may one day be able to do it.
I doubt that.
Why are you so skeptical?
Unless the computer chip moves beyond electrical circuits and into the chemical realm, the architecture of a microchip
again
can never emulate the human experience. And people who think that AI is going to happen, like Elon Musk is so worried about it. Well, I guess, maybe if it, you know, I don't know. I kind of like people who are like, oh, AI is coming. And maybe this is where I'm not being imaginative enough, but it does what we tell it to. So for it to learn, it can emulate, and we will ascribe to it that it is doing what we do, because that's, I mean, people look at a freaking, you ever see a car with a car where the headlights and the grill look like a face, and you go, look, it's smiling. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it's happy. You know, well, you know, imagine you train a computer to talk back at you like really well. And then you get this dude, this top hat neckbeard dude who's like, it's alive. It's like, no, it's just two headlights and a grill smiling at you.
Well, there is something to be said about we build the parameters, like the baseline for the AI, and then it learns from itself and continues learning and building on those experiences. Like, I think that's where AI is heading. That's worrying people, is it's not just, oh, we just put in all this, like, when it unleashes, when it has access to the internet, I mean, what's stopping it from absorbing all the info out there. I mean, what more do you need? I mean, we've put literally everything of ourselves online. There's news articles. Okay. There's YouTube videos covering everything. There's interactions. There's chats. There's books. There's our whole history.
What is its MO? What does it do with all this? I mean, does it nuke the planet? Does it decide humans are a cancer? Does it do, we immediately assume the worst, but like, what is it? It's,
I think that's what people are worried about, because it like all comes back to the purpose that it was built for, you know, which I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the architects, you know, the engineers.
Well, I guess this is my blind spot in like the applications of AI, you know, like outside of making cool art or like doing facial recognition, you know, which is, you know, scary because that's like surveillance, you know, just making surveillance that much better. It's worrisome. Unless someone wrote a program where its intent was like eugenics to some degree, or like that its intent was to be destructive, you know, like how does it, where's the leap go from like, from whatever benign application? Well, I won't even say the word benign because who knows, but I don't know. I'm envisioning this like Terminator world, and it's like, I'm trying, like, how do we actually get there? Like,
I think that you build something, like I said, that just is like a foundation in which it self-improves, and it's going to teach itself. And from that, it comes to whatever conclusion it wants. I mean, I don't think it's up to us if it's unleashed. If we keep the AI in a box, it's probably what you're saying, which is, well, you have one purpose. Like, you don't get to decide to do or think or learn any more than what we're giving you. If we take it out of the box and we're just like, hey, here's the World Wide Web, go play. Then that's...
Yeah, but go play. What is its... What's the play directive?
I don't know. I mean... Go learn, go experience, go absorb. I mean, that's all DALL-E is doing, right?
President. Someone should have one.
There's articles that are about AIs for president. I've actually run across people on Twitter. I've seen, in fact, one tweet today took me to those articles, which was actually a hashtag that said AI for president. And I was like, what? And then I saw like a Wired article and several others that were like, would an AI make a good president?
My name is Alfred Infrared, and I'm running for president.
Vote for me, a real human.
Oh, what was the movie with Johnny Depp where he...
Transcendence.
Right, and there was a... See, in that one, too, there was a... The AI was able to take form. Mm-hmm. You know, it went beyond its circuit boards. So that there's that limitation, too, where... I mean, the robots they've been building to, like, walk, you know, like, you see that weird DARPA shit, like, with the dogs or, like, whatever.
Oh, Boston like Dynamics?
Like, the ones that walk upright, yeah. You know, like, how long? I mean, so that is, like, you know, you stick AI in that, and you're, like, go climb Everest, like, go figure it out. You know, that's, I guess, an AI just, you know, running through the internet, I guess, would be just as dangerous.
I don't know. We're two schmoes who don't obviously keep up enough, just speculating, but.
Well, I guess I'm saying the leap from being like a ghost in the machine, so to say, like just running through the wires versus like.
Yeah, dude, they take over your Roomba. That's how it goes.
Right.
Any of your drones, anything connected to Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's true that there is like. How much weapons?
It's exactly like that scene in Transformers, dude, when the AllSpark turns like the vending machine into a robot, like, and all the other things. That's what it is.
That's frightening.
I think it's cool.
Luckily, Aaron, we're gonna have our bionic knees and our video eye and our techno glasses.
Fight tech with tech.
And we'll suit up in our exoskeletons and we'll fight them, dude.
What do you think about? Like where tech is headed for video games and just like gaming tech in general, AR, VR.
I think that you'll have a hard time because people game for like hours at a time, you know, and sometimes so how uncomfortable it would get having a thing over your face for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people do it already.
Yeah, that would probably be a hurdle though, for sure.
You know, but I guess just for even casual gaming, although what is casual gaming now? I don't even know, like if you were to take a poll of everyone who played video games, and it's like when you sit down,
that's probably have me, a little to be honest.
Session, like what are you playing?
Like an hour.
Yeah, like an hour. Like some people, you know, I mean, shit, I've melted away, you know, 4 or 5 hours sometimes.
Yeah. Well, okay, you know, that aside though, do you see VR catching on big time, or like AR, for instance, like even like glasses, you know, so many companies are doing the AR glasses where it's like directions will pop up for you, or.
I mean, it's cool to think. Yeah. I mean, that'd be sweet.
I thought it would be crazy.
I just want a HUD. I want a heads-up display. I just want to walk around and have an arrow that's like, go this way.
Yeah. Do you want your, like little life meter? And do you want, like, a programmed, like, version of your face, like, Doom style? Like, if you're, like,
that'd be dope.
Low on energy, you, like, look all, like, defeated.
Yeah, it's because then that's linked to your biometric reader,
like a scanner,
and your advanced Apple Watch that can tell if your, like, blood sugar's low. And it, like... Closest candy bar, closest Snickers. This game, this is brought to you by Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your closest Snickers bar. Because if you're not paying for it, they'll just throw the ads in there.
I always thought it'd be crazy if in AR they implemented like a tech that could show you above the heads of other people, like how you know them. Like
if they're sexual predators or not?
No. Well, that would be useful info too. But like to what degree you might know them. Like, down to a really scary... Actually, I wouldn't want this. Now that I'm talking about it, I wouldn't want this. But, like, if it knew that level of detail... Like, haven't you always thought it'd be weird if you saw somebody and, like, you could know, like, oh, my gosh, you sat next to me on this amusement park ride back in 2006. Like, you know what I mean? Like, details like that are just so obscure. Or, like, oh, your brother is my... best friend's, you know, like boyfriend or something. I don't know.
That puts an anxious pit in my stomach. Just knowing the ways it would be abused. Just knowing, like having a stranger come up to you, and having that be like the reason to initiate conversation. And I think at first it would be weird, but you wonder, like over time, the amount of information just like children put up about themselves. I mean, we did it, but now I think now it's at an even more alarming rate. Where I'm looking at that, like, why are you doing that? But to them, it's so normal. Something like what you're saying would eventually, maybe if it were implemented, would just be like, yeah, that's what it is.
But all that data is going somewhere. It's going to get used.
In the data hole.
Welcome to the data hole.
You can buy data. A man opens up his trench coat.
Whose data do you want, boy? Oh, you want Vinny Degetano's data? Oh, he's got some dirty data.
I got a little disc right here. A little dirty data disc.
Ooh.
It's got all of his well, that was that. Remember that Black Mirror episode where like people get their little neural implants ripped out because like, you know, women get them ripped out and then like perverts will pay to like see their memories of like going to the bathroom and shit or whatever. Did you ever realize what Black Mirror was referring to?
I was told by somebody, but now I'm forgetting.
If I'm correct, it's like
Is it your phone when it's off?
Your phone screen,
and you just see yourself.
Yeah. And I think there's like, I think in witchcraft stuff and like magic stuff, Black Mirror's like obsidian stones are also there's kind of like a, like gazing into a dark reflective stone has like some weird, you know, you can see things happening like bad omens and stuff.
Yeah. Tech bad. Keep watching Netflix. Next episode.
Oh, man. But video games are going to be sweet. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Yeah, dude.
What's the latest one they did where... What was the engine they used where they were walking around like they recreated the Tokyo train station?
Unreal 5. Yeah, we've talked about it briefly.
And then aren't they doing it? Is there another engine that they're using for the new GTA game?
I don't know if they've announced it, but a lot of people have speculated like they have to be using Unreal 5. It would just, I can't see them using anything. And well, I don't actually know what else is out there that's comparable, but with UE5 just not like releasing and, you know, all the features for it, like MetaHuman, and they're making so many advancements on it every day. It seems like the obvious choice.
Journalist and Rockstar insider Chris Klipple has shared with Twitter that the new version of the Rockstar...
Speak up, games boy.
The new version of the... Rockstar Games grabbing Rage 9 will be used for GTA 6.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Rage 9. How do I hack into the Rage 9 engine?
Are there any other
big tech questions? What about tech for like hot air balloon tech?
Oh, that's a niche.
Has the hot air balloon changed much in the last 100 years?
I got to imagine you could have a little screen that shows your altitude, how much hot air is in your balloon.
I was on a plane once and you're never going to believe this. I was on a plane once. I think it was American Airlines, but the screen showed where the plane was over the, and I thought that was so cool.
Are you being for real right now?
Dude, the first time I saw it, I was like, whoa, this is great.
When did you say that? When was the first time you saw that feature?
Well, like maybe like two, three years ago. On this screen.
You effing dweeb.
I mean, I know that in-flight movies are not new. I know screens on planes is not a new thing, but the fact that they took the time to create this little app that shows where your plane is over the country.
There's no way that you just saw that in like 2020.
I said 3 years ago.
2019.
Maybe 2019. I don't honestly remember, you know, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is who's been talking tech for an hour.
I would say in the last 5 years, I saw that and I thought it was so neat.
When I started this off by saying you're not much of a tech guy, this is kind of what I meant. Vin didn't have an iPhone. Like, everybody had an iPhone before Vinny had an iPhone.
I had my flip phone for a long time.
Like,
you don't need that shit, dude. You don't need that.
Like, a long time. Like, I was begging Vinny to get with it.
I still stand by it. We'd be better off if we just had flip phones.
You wouldn't be better off. A lot of people.
The world would be better off.
Debatable. People who use them right. Okay. Yes. Probably. But that's more for social media and stuff, and like exit, like just procrastination. But the tools themselves, like you needed it for a calendar. You needed it to be able to like open images from texts. Like half the time you wouldn't even be able to tell what we were talking about in text messages. And then the business side of things with F&D, that was a whole other gobbledygook. So I'm very happy that you came to the 21st century.
I'm saying the world needs to take a chill pill. We need to slow down with the tech. We need to go the other way for a while. It all started when the aliens crashed in Roswell and we got fiber optics. And since then... it's just exponentially been exploded. It's been an exponential explosive diarrhea stream.
I want faster.
That we're brown water rafting down to the bottom.
I don't know. I don't think tech is doing it to us. I don't think like tech is the reason that I think that there are problems.
No,
with
people
tech.
People are shitty to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's the people behind like engineering. Like, there's a way to engineer tech. Specifically social media, like a lot of our web, that would be better for us, but we don't do
it. Yeah, if it all was like coded with like HTML or whatever the Java, no, not, what if it was coded with like Linux and it ran on dial-up? If it was just like...
Oh, that's your picture.
It was a pain in the ass to use.
Yeah, yeah. No, why don't you go get a minimal phone that like has just the ability to make calls?
Is that a real thing?
Oh, they're for sure a real thing. I forget what they're called, though. They're called... there's like a fancy one. The light phone, is that it?
A minimalist cell phone. It's a tiny cube that sits in the corner of your room.
Well, the light phone is one of them. And yeah, just like, it's very simple. Lets you text and...
I'd be like asking people to like to... Can I see the calculator on your phone? Mine doesn't have it. I got one of these light phones, but I need to use a calculator right now. I mean, if you think they'd at least put a calculator on the damn thing, but...
It is kind of funny. Like, you feel like they're going to get to the point where they're adding more and more features, and then it just becomes like a normal phone anyways. Defeats the purpose. Because, like, already I'm looking at their website, and I'm like, okay, I think you can make calls and texts, and then you scroll down, and it's like, oh, this can also be an alarm clock. It can have your music on it. It can do this. And I'm like, wait, what?
You link your Facebook profile for a stream of headlines, and that's it. Sometimes I go on Facebook like for work because I have to like check stuff for work. And I mean, there's just people still posting on it. And I get it. Like, Instagram is also owned by Facebook, but like, so it's, you know, almost you could say the same stuff, but
the fact that people are still as active on Facebook as they are, is I'm always surprised by it.
People are very active. Our town has a group. How about this for example? Somebody just jacked the ATM. They wrapped a chain around the ATM at Chase and they tried to drive off with it this morning.
That's big news for the town.
That's very big news. And also, I was driving by it when they were like hauling it away on a truck and it looked like the front was ripped off. So at first, I think everybody, what are they trying to like Fast and Furious it, like, and just drag it to their safe house, which that would have never worked. But I think maybe uprooting it was the first step. And then I think they hacked their way through the front of it to get the, I don't know if they were successful, but I think they arrested the guys.
Dude, I mean, I saw a video recently of some guys robbing an ATM, and they were like, it was like a minute they had this. They got away with a bunch of money. I don't know if they've been caught since, but like they had it fucking figured out.
I guess if you know what you're doing,
they had it rebuilt. They rebuilt like the basement of the Bellagio in their garage. We're gonna do practice runs.
They probably did.
My cousin works at an ATM factory. He's gonna get us one. We're gonna practice cracking that thing open. Thief tech, you know, gizmos and gadgets. Little spy stores.
That wouldn't happen if it was all on the blockchain.
What? You don't even know what that means. You just said that.
Nah, if it was digital currency, they wouldn't have to have ATMs, dude.
Dude, I saw something. I don't know if it was real, but it was like Bitcoin paper notes. And it was like...
Yes. Yes. Let's come full circle. Yeah. It doesn't even make any sense.
I gotta see if this is real.
There's no way. It doesn't make any
sense. Bitcoin banknote. The Bitcoin banknote project aims to highlight the role security printing can play in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. Dude. Yeah, they've come full circle.
Yep. It's just like Amazon starting bookstores after they closed all the Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah, but crypto isn't that far yet. They're like way putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah. All right, dude. How do you feel about our tech coverage?
I think we nailed it.
You think people come away from this?
I think we stuck the landing.
Yeah. Covered all angles. No need to ever revisit another tech episode.
Hey, man, go get those biometrics recoded. Get your knees oiled.
Every day, baby.
Make sure you put in your special eye drops so that the video lenses don't scrape rust. Your retinas, scrape your corneas.
Of course.
Yeah, so you don't get rust deposits in your corneas from your OLED contacts with true Adobe Color Space AR.
Yeah, you're going to see that just in the corner of your eyes all day.
Yeah, a watermark.
Yeah, a little watermark.
If you're using the free Adobe version. Yeah, I walk around with a watermark. I'm not buying that. I'm buying these in the free version.
I'm not buying it. I don't care. Your whole vision is watermark.
It says like a Shutterstock.
Shutterstock all over it. Oh, no.
That's funny.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been your tech episode of Phone Calls.
It's Phone Calls.
Phone calls.